What a blessing to be here again with you. It's just wonderful. This is nice. This place is growing so much you don't recognize them from one time to the other. The houses, shopping centers, even most Pismo Beach. It really is. So this looks like we're going to grow here again, and that's wonderful. I've been looking in the newsletter that we write every month, and I've been reading since, I think it's 35 years ago I started, something like that. I was great. But that's a long time ago. And I didn't know what I was doing, but it was good, you know. So we're now today, we're a little older. I was thinking when we learned that from our church, is that when you sing, you're supposed to do what you're singing, not just sing it. I bow down before you, we do bow down, get on your knees before you, we do that. So I was at a church and no one doing nothing. I said, you've been singing lies to the Lord for about half an hour. Let's do it again and let's do what he says they should do. So I hesitated to kneel because my back has been hurting, and I just said, well, I'll do it. But the problem is I was thinking, how do I get up? And my wife must have thought about that. She laid hands on me. So. Yeah, then she helped me up on top of that. So it's a different time. The faith when I was a new Christian, it's a little different. You need more than you used to have. When you didn't ache any place, you never get sick, you never get tired. You digested everything you ate. Now you need more faith. So it's been encouraging to see what God has done in my life and in our life. We're still here. And it's amazing. You all know me and know us, and you still love us. That's really great. It's really good. So we're expecting. I believe that, especially as in difficult time, you need to say good things about yourself instead of saying the bad things about yourself. My lady says, my husband, that bum, you'll never change. I said, you're right. I believe it. You confess it, it's going to happen. I remember my dad says, you don't learn anything. You can't be anything. So I believe that. The exam in school proved it. And, you know, it just. But one day I met Jesus and he started changing me. It took a long time, you know. Especially when you're a failure all your life, it helps to have a little success. Then you have to watch out you don't get proud, you know, the problem. So we've been married 69 years, is that right? Can you imagine that? Yeah. No, my wife's done good. She had to endure me all those years, changing and for better and worse. And so we're today just what we are, and that's what we have. And I remember a new Christian. It's beautiful. We learned things we never knew before. You know, I didn't even know if I was saved. I didn't know if I could be saved. Then when I found that out, I said, be careful. I said, okay. Then somebody, need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, really? What's that? I never heard of that in my life in church. Then it's a, you need to be delivered of demons. I said, that I knew. And we learned that. Then it said, be careful. Don't do that, because people who do that, they get weird. One pastor says, people who cast demons out, they get so weird. They even cast demons out of doorknobs, you know, things like this. One pastor said, do you cast demons out of doorknobs? I said, only if they're there. So, it's just kind of, so right now we don't do it the same way. We're still ministry. We still do all we can with what we got, and we're not complaining, and we are blessed. But you know, age is something. You know, especially when you never had pain, and all of a sudden you start having pain. It's faith is tested. You know, faith must be tested. If it doesn't work out, you'll find out, you know. What I don't like is people, even Christians. Brother, do you still drive? Well, why shouldn't I drive? I don't know what they're thinking, you know. It's just the way it is. You know, because of the cane, I work with a cane sometimes where the pain has been too much, and I found out that when you have a cane, people help you. Yeah, I never had that before, you know. So I go to the airport, everybody opens the door for me and all that, and I come in with those, not the big suitcase, I have a little light one, not heavy, and then a carry-on. So I carry both the carry-on, one for me, one for my wife. And I get to the plane, and I got to where my seat is, and I'm looking at up there, and I said, how do I get it up there? An old lady. Now, I'm not old, but she was old. She says, honey, I'll help you. I said, oh, no. That's humbling, you know. Really humbling. Looking back, and I've been blessed. I've been blessed to see victory, see fighting, and all that stuff that we do to get to where we are today. And we plan on going, you know. You know, I remember when I never get sick. I never took a pill. Didn't need to see the doctor. When she finally gave me some medicine, I said, I don't take medicine. Well, I take a little bit, you know. I should change it. So, we take all we can when you can, you know. So, I believe that we're going to make success no matter how long we live. And if we live long, it may be a long time getting a success, but we can do that. But the main thing for Christians is to learning not to talk bad about yourself.
Right, right.
All my life I said, I'll never make it. My dad said that, the church said that, I'll never make it. If somebody's going to get the flu, I'll get it. I had faith. My faith worked. You know? So I learned not to do that. I learned that was just teaching that was wrong. I didn't know how to do that, so I got all the scriptures that were good that I could look at, and I would go in the bathroom and turn the fan on, and I'd say, look at Ray Brooks in the mirror. I'd say, Ray Brooks, you're going to make it. You can do it. All things are possible to you, Ray Brooks. Nothing is impossible to you, Ray Brooks. You are holy and sanctified. You know, I talked to Ray Brooks on the mirror until he started believing it. So, watch what you pray. It's even say, oh God, you don't know how much I'm suffering. He knows it. You don't need to tell him. So, we're going to make it. You're going to make it.
Yeah.
Father, we pray even today.
Yeah.
Spirit coming from you will give us the victory in every area that we've been struggling, so we can leave it here and go home without it today. In Jesus' name, we'll go with the victory, not with the struggle, in Jesus' name. Okay, I'll just start with this because just to get started. In Mark 17, Jesus, you know what it is, nothing new, but said the next day, when they had come from Bethany, Jesus was hungry. And Jesus could be hungry. Okay, isn't that something? He knew what it was to be hungry, you know? So, seeing from afar a fig tree with leaves on it, he went to see, with perhaps he could find something on it. And when it came, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to the fig tree, "Let no man eat fruit from you again." That's in red, you know? Now, I've got imagination for my own way of thinking, you know, so I can see Jesus said to the fig tree, it wasn't time for figs, so it's already it's kind of have to think, you know, you want figs, there are no figs, you know. And he says to the fig tree, nobody will ever eat fruit from you again. Now, how many of you know fig trees have no ears to hear? Right? If you see it, the pastor talking to a tree on the way out, you'll wonder what's wrong with him, you know? Right? So, he said, nobody will ever eat fruit from you again. So, they went to the temple, come back the next day, and as they passed by, Peter said, Jesus, the fig tree that you said to nobody, it dried up from the roots. It's all dried up. Nothing is old. The branch, the leaves, everything's dried up. And Jesus said, have faith in God. See, faith and trust is kind of almost the same thing. One is a little more lasting, but it's the same thing. So we have faith in God. Then he says, if you believe, you can tell the mountains to leave and leave. But don't doubt. If you doubt, they won't leave. I always miss that, if you doubt, but I read it, it's right there. So, can you imagine, everything that we know, that we've learned in our life, comes from the five senses. If you didn't see, you didn't hear, you didn't taste, you wouldn't learn anything. Everything we learn comes from the natural five senses. Faith is not like this. It comes from another sense that makes you communicate with your spirit and his spirit. Anything you're hungry, you can say, well, I want to eat. But when anything spiritual, it has to come from another source. And we learned that we can believe for supernatural things like talking to a tree. Well, you're not supposed to do that. This doesn't make sense. And all of a sudden you say, I will be a success. Not because I'm good, but because God is good in me, and he's going to make me. And, you know, we've had all kinds of experience to learn that. I didn't speak English when I came here in America, in California. I had no education, never went to the ninth grade, never graduated from anything. I joined the choir one day. They kicked me out. That was really... The director says, Ray, we can hear you. I had no memory. You know, how can you preach with no memory, you know? So I did the best I can with what I remembered, and I read it many times so I can get in my mind. Things just are difficult as you grow old and you get, there's other things. It's just things, some things get better, some things don't, you know? So we believe we're gonna do the work of the Lord on this earth, and we're gonna see the glory of the Lord come to where we are. Yes. Whatever we're doing, it's gonna, last night in Pismo Beach, it was really great. I don't think everybody came for prayer. I said, everybody in Pismo Beach need deliverance. All the people with needing deliverance are in Pismo Beach. No, I said that in jest, but so they all came. We saw really life changing that happened in the people. We have to believe God can do the impossible. We have to believe. Yeah? That's the way it is. I believe today you're going to see some victory. Amen. Not because you deserve it. People say, I don't deserve it. I said, don't pray that you get what you deserve because you won't like it. Right? So we're in this transition. So he said, nobody will eat fruit from you again. And he tells them what to do. And have faith in God. Well, you got to have faith in God. If you talk to a tree, something's going to happen. It's not the tree's going to make it happen. It's something else. So we're in a way, we're miracles. I had no chance. No chance. On a thousand, I had no chance. And yet, I was with Dennis. I stayed at his house quite often and spoke in Catholic churches, his Catholic ministry, in his church. He celebrated the Mass, and I went there and I preached one sermon. If I remember right, 220 got born again, baptized the Spirit after Mass at a Catholic church. That's a miracle. So one priest said, I have a program on television. I want to ask about the charismatic movement. Would you come and explain? So I said, okay. I always said okay. I never said no because I didn't know anybody, anything, so we might as well do it. So they were on television, and Father Miles, I think it was. He said, Mr. Brooks, you're a leader in the Catholic charismatic movement. Can you explain that movement? I said, no, I can't. Where do you think the movement's going to search me? I don't know. I'm not following a movement. Well, how can you be a leader? I said, I'm not a leader. I'm just a person who does that. So he went on and on asking me, trying to get me to answer the question on the movement. And there's three cameras, and you have a red light. You can see which one is on you. And after the time was over, all the lights are out. And Father Miles said, would you pray for me? And right there on the set, with everybody watching, he gets baptized, born. I don't know what he did, but he got everything. So he said, would you like to speak at the cathedral tomorrow at Mass? I said, yeah. He said, what the problem is the bishop knows me, he's against me, and he puts a heresy case on any priest that we touch, even Dennis. And I said, he'll never let me speak at the cathedral. It's his church. He said he's on vacation. So I go there. You've never seen it's a big, it's a, really a big church. It's all the way up, chandelier. And I went in the sacristy in the back where the priest puts their clothes on, their church things. So one old priest said, who's Ray Brooks? I said, I'm Ray Brooks. Who are you? He said, I've been here all my life. I never get to speak in this cathedral. I said, well, I don't know how he arranged that, but I'm here, you know. He was, so then we had the procession, you know. I used to be an enfantin, altar boy. I didn't do anything. I just held a candle because I was so stupid they wouldn't let me do anything. So we put the little thing on and went in the front, went all around the church, came into the back, and Ray Brooks with people with candle and incense and priest and me with a cross. Hallelujah. You know, it's funny when you think about it, it's impossible. So the Father Mao said, I don't remember exactly, but he said 12 or 15 minutes. They called it a homily. It's a small sermon. So I said, Father Miles, I said, I won't have a second chance here. Give me a little more time. He said, well, we have to do that. I said, well, just cut some stuff. Give me more time. I mean, I don't know if I do that. So he said, it's 15, 20 minutes. I don't know. So I said, at that 20 minutes, I'll stop. I said, I will stop. I will continue. I give you my word. I'll stop. I won't talk anymore. By the time I'm ready to stop, I'm in the chandelier vibrating. There's anointing in the house. So at 20 minutes, I stopped. I said I would stop. I did. But I didn't leave. I stayed there. And all of a sudden, behind me, I heard more, more, more. So I got more. I don't know whatever happened to Father Miles. He might have been sent to Alaska, but... Yeah, you know, it's good to be naive. You can do things people who are smart can't do. I had a good teacher on radio the other day. He said, the only people that are confused are theologians. Like Jesus is around, they're around him. They're the one that everybody sees Jesus do miracles. For them, they're confused. We must become like little children, like what Jackie said. If he says jump, don't say hi. Are you going to be there? Jump. You're going to learn really quick if he is there. You know? You're going to learn really quick if you heard the red voice. Or you don't. So there, he said, go and do this. So faith is spiritual. This is going to be a good day. God is going to use me today. This is a good church. It's a good pastor. He does everything he can with what he is. I do everything I can with what I am. That's all. God's going to... I hate to say that my theology is so messed up, you know. If God ever asks you to do something, it won't make sense. If it makes sense, it's not God. Think about it. Jesus saves sinners, not good people. You can't get saved if you're good. That makes sense. You know? Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. And once you get it, you don't know what to do with it. Jesus says, God, give and you shall get. You give and you get less. And sometimes you don't get. So everything he says is abnormal. You know, so with me it was simple because I didn't have anything to work with, so I just believe everything he said. I don't know. We're just so much. The Holy Spirit is a person, and a faith is a person put in action, and it's great. It's wonderful. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Unless I'm going wrong now. Okay, I got it. Romans 8:28, it's a verse we all know. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? He knows that to them who love God, all things work together for good. God doesn't do that. Things, if you love God, he's going to cause it to work for good. Our problems work for good. Eventually, they'll work for good. And if you don't have any problem, well, you're in trouble. Hebrews 11:6, a verse I really love. Without faith, say that.
Without
faith. It's impossible.
It's
not possible
to please God.
But with God, you can please him. He's asked you to do something impossible, you start working at it, and it works. If it's reasonable, it probably doesn't work, you know. As a new Christian, you know, I was in the church and just all my life, you know, until I was 34 years old. And after I get born again, before that, it was simple. I believe everything you told me without question. I didn't even know if it was in the Bible. We didn't read the Bible anyway. So all of a sudden I get saved, and I found out the Baptists don't agree with the Pentecostal don't agree with the... After a while, I'm in the middle. I said, who do you believe? They all disagree. He said, you can agree with me. I said, but if I don't understand right, he said, don't worry. Just believe it, and if it's not right, I'll straighten you out. You know? So it started that way. So with God, it's possible to please. With faith, it's possible to please God. Today, we're going to please God. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay? So if you want your husband to change, you're going to need faith. Isn't that right? So, okay. In Matthew 6:33, a brand new Christian, I was a real estate broker at the time, and I had a Bible in the window with underline in red, a big Bible with big letters. So people walk us so you could see that there's a Christian there with a Bible. And the real estate broker usually don't do that. I remember a guy comes in my store. There's six people on the floor praying in tongues with their hands lifted. And the guy looks like this. He gets out and look at the sign. And he left. So somehow we just kind of we move that. But he said, God said, I said, God, I don't understand what happened. I work for the world, I get rich. I work for you, I get poor. I'm accepted in the world, but rejected by the world because it's just all that. He said, seek ye first. Say that.
Seek ye first.
The kingdom of God. Seek the king and the kingdom and all these things. That's important. Say, all these things will be given to you. Seek God, you get things. Seek things, you don't get God. It's really that simple. So I, at that point, I was starting to lose my money. And I said, do I understand right? I seek you, I'm going to get things, I'm going to pay my bills and all that. He said, yeah, that's it. I said, oh, what's the deal? I didn't know what I was going to have to go through. Between the promise and the promised land, there's a desert. Nobody tells you there's a desert, you know. They tell you you're going to have abundant life. They lied to you anyway. Seek first the kingdom of God. All we have to do is seek him and to please him. It makes him happy. It makes us happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said it last night. I probably said it alone. But while I was staying with Dennis, speaking at a church in San Jose, I think it was. Or Bellarmine College, whatever it was. And so somebody put an envelope in my pocket. I found it the next day. I said, it says, Mr. Brooks, second time we see you, first time God told us to give you money. We asked how much. He told us. We wrote the check. But we went to give it to you. You were gone. Tonight, God reminded us that he told us to give you money. We asked how much. He told us. So she started to write the check. God says, write the date, sign the check. Ray Brooks is going to write the amount. Your nervous sister in Christ. So I thought, that's crazy. People don't do that. She must be really insane, poor lady, you know. But I decided to call her. She said, how much you put in the check? I said, I didn't put anything in the check. She said, what do you need? I said, if I can get a Datsun $200, maybe I can make it. Because I couldn't afford anything at that time. She said, you need a car. I said, yeah, I'm looking for an old used Datsun. She said, "Do you like Volvo?" I said, "Yeah, I like Volvo, but I never look at those cars. It doesn't interest me." She said, "Well, what else?" I said, "Well, a teacher prophesied I would get a Mercedes-Benz a couple of months ago. But I don't look at that because I can't afford it." So she said, "Well, go find out how much they cost. Call me back." So I went to the dealership, said, "You want to buy a Mercedes-Benz?" "I can't buy anything, but I want to look at it." So I tried the little one, the bigger one, the bigger one, the more expensive one. And I called her back. I said, "Well, the cheapest one is the best for me. It's a diesel, and it'd be great." So it was the amount the Lord had told her from the Bible. I left with a brand new Mercedes-Benz paid for. Now, yeah, I can't say, but I believe. It's just a surprise. You try to walk with God, you get surprised all along the way. My problem was with Christians. Ray, if you were really a Christian, you'd sell a car, give the money to the poor. I said, if God wanted the poor to have it, he'd give it to them, he'd give it to me. Thank you. Another guy said, if you were really a Christian, you'd give me the car. And so it was hard. It was hard just to go preach with a brand new Mercedes-Benz when you don't have any money. I said, "Lord, I'm not going to get that car service. I don't have money to get it serviced. It must be expensive." He said, "Trust me." So I drove someplace, and I get there early because my car was not converted at that time. He didn't know how to obey the law. He just liked speed. Before the truck, I was when it was on the freeway, you feel like you were flying. This guy was just... So I get there to church early. Nobody at church because it's too early. Then after a while, the door opened. The pastor sees the car. He said, "Ray, go hide the car in the back. If my people see that, they won't give you any money." I said, "Pastor, Jesus said, he will give at those who already have. And those that don't have will lose a little bit they seem to have. God gives." So anyway, I start getting good offerings for the first time in my life. And I decide I like this car. And I waited, I don't know, twice around the clock, and I was waiting for somebody else to buy me another one, but he didn't. We were human, isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah?
How does faith start? Starts by hearing.
Yeah, right.
If you hear is all the negative, you're going to have faith for the negative.
Yeah.
If you start with God's positive, you're going to have faith for the positive that God says.
Yeah.
That's why it's crucial that you say the right things. Everything is created by words. Jesus said, "Let there be light." His words became light. Right?
Yeah.
Words. Well, all my life I was just a sinner. I confess I was a sinner. I confess I was get sick. I confess I fell. It worked. So you start to learn how to do that. It's hard because you got to get out and get new stuff and start believing it. Looking unto Jesus, who gives faith, and he makes it perfect. It doesn't come in perfect. It comes unused. You try it, you persist on it, and you find out things that other people around you don't find. And it's about time we get that direction, okay? Faith comes by hearing. When I got this, I would go to church and the pastor would talk about negative things and just walked out. I said, "I don't need that. I don't want to. I need ears to good things. You know, I don't need to get saved to hear bad things. It's everywhere. But I need the Word of God to believe me that I can do that." So Faith is a noun. It's like podium. It doesn't do anything except hold my Bible, and that's can't ask for it to do anything. It can't do it. So, faith by itself can't do anything unless it moves, and it moves by your word, right? Instead of saying, my husband will never change, said, he'll change. My dad used to say, leave me alone with your Jesus. I'll never change. I said, you'll change that. Maybe you don't believe, but I believe. My belief works better than your own belief. Yes. And he did. He did get saved. And the whole family is here. So faith comes by hearing. What you hear is so important. If all you hear is CNN, You're gonna have trouble all your life. If you don't have a migraine headache, you'll get one there, you know? And faith is important. We after we made a mistake, we started church, it didn't turn out good. That happens, you know. And it started good, but it didn't turn out good. So we had to leave. It was really difficult, but we couldn't continue. It would made us sick, just what was going on. So we left and we went to church on the way with Pastor Jack A. Ford, and some of our church sent him some tapes of the teaching just to find out if he could find something wrong. He found something wrong. He found that the teacher was teaching at the end, even the devil will be saved. He didn't say it, but he insinuated that. So we were glad we left. So with Pastor Jack, we learned to balance the true word of God and what we understand, what other people understand or don't understand. So faith is right there. If you say you have faith and it doesn't work, your faith doesn't work. You got to find out why it doesn't work. Right?
Yeah.
You got to find out. Just find out. If you try this, it doesn't work. You try that, it doesn't work. Eventually, you might touch something that works. And once it works, God doesn't leave you there. He gives you tests so you can go further. So we're gonna win. We're gonna win. If you watch your ears and your mouth, you're gonna win. You know? People say, how do you feel? I said, I don't go by what I feel. This doesn't work very good. But I work by what I believe. Well, it was 4 hours, I think, coming from where we live to Pismo Beach and sitting in a car after not sitting in a car for quite a long time. My back was hurting. And when I spoke, all of a sudden my back started hurting really bad. And I started to tremble almost. You know, this is not the first time I did that. I persist when it's tough to get to the end. Yeah. If you quit, you quit. That's it. You know? So we had a miracle last night. I believe a miracle today for you.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
How many of you can stand at least one miracle? How about a major overall? So, faith needs to move. If you give and you believe something's going to come back, that's good. You don't give to get back, but you give because God told you to do. And he says, if you give, you're going to get back, multiplied. Oh, that's a good deal. Isn't that right? We know it's true. We are blessed. We are blessed. We expect daily to have favors from God. It's not a surprise. We expect it. It happens all the time for us right now. Because we were tested. We passed the test. We're blessed. You know, we're blessed. Somebody came from Switzerland for spend a week with us because they needed the time. They bought us a computer, so that's what got us in trouble. We put the old computer information in the new one. But it's not over. we're gonna win this thing.
Yes, you are.
We're gonna win this thing. We started nothing. We are more than we ever have. We are blessed. I was reminded that one pastor from the Pismo Beach area, he invited me to go there. So he said, "How much do you charge?" I said, "I don't charge. I'm not for rent. I'm not for sale. They can't buy me."
Right.
He said, "Well, how much do you need?" I said, "I can't tell you. Because if I tell you, I'm saying God is not meeting my needs. I can't do that. I can't say God is not meeting my needs." "Well, do you have your needs met?" I said, "Well, it may look like right now they're not, but they will be. Eternally, it's going to work." So anyway, we just kind of go that way. We are blessed. We are blessed all the time. We are blessed in the restaurant, blessed everywhere. We are blessed with you here today. We're blessed with the pastor and his family. They're precious, really precious people. I believe God's going to make you such a blessing, you're going to expect a blessing. Expect, have your car repair and somebody's not going to mess it up for you, he's going to help you. I believe you're going to see the glory of God in the land of the living. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean, if you could stand a little more of that, yeah? Yeah? When faith is moving, it gives a chance for God to change things. But he won't do any of this unless you change. You know, I don't know how long I can live. You know, I hate that. In a couple of months, I'll be 89. Ooh, 88 was hard, but 89 is awful. And you know, it's so close to 90. So we're planning a vacation for an anniversary. You have to overcome those things. They come, they're natural. They're natural things. But the devil comes to this, defeat you, or God use that for you to bless you. In France, the pastor said, "Ray, young kids don't like older people. They don't come." I said, "They'll come." He said, "No." He said, "They won't come. 15-year-old, they won't. You're 80-something." He said, no. After the meeting, he says, "Ray, all my young people stayed, listened to every word you said, respond to every word you said." I said, "It's because I'm young. That's why. I can do my job." So the difference in language also makes a difference, but that's okay. They were called believers.
Yeah.
Are you calling yourself a believer?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's a good thing. Yeah? Yeah. Faith is in the heart.
Yeah.
Hope is good. Hope is always good. I was teaching on faith, and I was using hope. And the pastor said, "You're giving people false hope." I thought about that. I said, "Well, you know, hope is always good.
Yeah.
No hope is always bad.
Yeah.
Hope that is not perfect, it's still better than no hope. If the doctor says you got a week to live, it's good to have a week of hope at least, you know. You're going to die anyway, but at least you got a week of hope, you know? So, we are here to bless you. I learned things. I don't know how I learned things, you know, because I was a new Christian. When I started Pismo Beach, I was just a brand new Christian. And then came over here, and that's a bunch of meetings and all the areas. Taft and all that stuff, all the good places. So I believe more than I believed then. I expect more now than I expect then. And It's not going to change. We're going to do that until God takes us home, or until He keeps on giving us energy to continue. Okay. Called believers. All things are possible to me if I just believe. Isn't that easy? All things are possible to me if I just believe. So we can I don't know, something bothers me. Okay, you, I don't know. Do I know you? I don't know you. I don't know you. I'm sorry, I don't know you. Give me your hand. Father, we pray that this couple, who I've ministered to us this morning, by songs, by words, by music, by their hearts, pray that they'll get so much, so fast, that they won't be able to put it all in their mind right away. It'll go in easy, and you will make success out of them. In Jesus' name. Your past will not affect your future. That's taken care of. Your future is in store for you. And it starts now. In Jesus' name. You believe that? That's easy. I was saying last night, I was in a big church in the mountain, and all new Christians, it was the hippie movement. And I prophesied, in those days I prophesied every meeting, a bunch of people, sometimes 15, 20 people. It was natural, just come out and I'd say it. And I would have feedback from the pastor, from other people. That was God. That was really God. You know, so you need that, you know, because you don't know. So, anyway, there's a guy in the back of this. I said, I give a word to him. And he got up and said, "You are a false prophet. What you just said has nothing to do with me. It doesn't relate to me. You're a liar." Well, I'm on the microphone. What do I do? Can I defend myself? I can't prove anything. Okay, I'll drop that and go on to something else. So it was hard. During the week, he calls me. That same guy calls me. He says, "Ray, I'm sorry. When I called you a false prophet, I really believe you were. But God, all week long, has been telling me that the word you said, that's for me. And I agree with that." So now, for Pastor, you're doing something like this is scary, because now I agree that what I said was from God, because he confirmed that. He agrees what I said is from God, because he heard that. The pastor didn't hear that. And the church didn't hear that. So everybody thinks I'm a false prophet. What do? I step out in faith, doing something that's very weird, but because of God experience, you manage this, and God leads you. Today, you will prosper if you want to. You will have enough if you want to. You might even have too much, if you can stand it. Some people are afraid to have too much. God will give you a peace of mind, peace of heart, a life worth living on the earth, and you can see the glory of God if you want to. Your mouth, your ears, your eyes, and just act on God if you want to. Yeah. If you don't want to, well, be a normal Christian. Tired, depressed, mean, tormented, poor, and ugly. I can say that in church. Can you imagine that? I can say that in church. We all know it's true. So there's a chance for you to make a decision to say, "Yes, Lord, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to hear your word. I'm going to believe your word. I'm going to put your word into action. I will learn something, and I'll be victorious in life, on the earth, not after I'm gone." I was in Mexico ministering, and I don't speak Mexican, so That was in a barn. And across the street, there was a big church, big statue of Saint Raymond. I asked him, who's that guy? He said, Saint Raymond. I said, oh. I said, he's dead. I said, yeah, he's dead. So I said, I decide, as of today, I am Saint Raymond. They all freaked out. I am Saint Raymond. That doesn't always act like this. How many of you think something is going to be changing in your mind so you can have victory? How many of you think your battle is in your mind? Three people, okay. How many of you, the devil attacks you because of your past, and he torments you because of your past? He says you'll never make it because you can't. Not a chance, and you need for that to change. Would you raise your hand? How many of you would like to have faith that has been tested, no matter what or no matter how, it will turn to victory? Even if it's difficult for the moment, you want it. Yeah. Amen. If we do that tomorrow morning when we wake up, the devil's going to have a migraine. Yeah. He's going to say, oh my God, they're awake again. I don't think he said that. Well, you believe in God, you know, he does. He believes in God, but doesn't help him. So if you think you want something, you come here. I think the pastor already said he expects something to happen. I agree with that. Not because of us that we can, but because we have faith and we believe. I say this. If you have faith, because we have faith, okay? We don't think. My wife is going to be, after this meeting, she's going to have three or four churches of ladies meeting. She's going to speak four times in a row at a weekend. She said she would never speak. She's dangerous. She really is dangerous. Pastors think she can't hurt anybody. She can. The anointing of God is contagious. Yeah. Where there's no anointing, there's just information. Right. Information don't change your mind. The anointing will change the heart, which in turn will change your mind. Isn't that true?
Yes. Yeah.
How many of you have learned to be poor? You would like to learn to have too much for a change. It's always saying three. No. God in His grace have put us in a position we can learn. We pay the price, we suffer the consequences, we're here. And I believe what we have is contagious. Like if we had the flu, you could catch it. If I don't have it, you couldn't give it to you. Anointing is what makes a difference.
Yeah.
That's what makes a difference. Whether a message is good or not good, it depends on the anointing. Not something you tell God what to do. You say, Lord, I surrender to you. You do your work through me today. If that is your will, you come in front, we're going to pray together, and I believe God's going to meet us. Or you can be a normal Christian. I don't need to say it again. You decide.